We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Shin Chav Dalet, Dinei Hachanas Maichal Lebehema B'Shabbos, preparing food for an animal on Shabbos. Sif Aleph. In Kovrin HaTevim B'Kvar Shagipol HaMotz L'Aretz. You can't sift this certain type of material that comes from the wheat to separate it from the motz in order to feed it to the animal. V'lo Yanichenu B'Makom Gavoa K'dei Shagirid HaMotz. And don't even place it in a high place so that the motz will drip out from it, will separate from it. Aval notel b'kvar v'nosein l'sol ha'evos. But you can put it into the sifter and then place it into the muzzle of the animal, which it will eat from. Afal pisha motz nofa me'elav, even though now the motz will fall out of it. Mutter, that's permissible, kevin she'en mechavim, because your intention is not for the stuff to fall out, rather that is just how you are getting it to the animal in order for the animal to be able to eat it. The Mishnah explains that the prohibition over here is merakid, the separating, which we have already learned about from before. Even though this is not genuine psolas, rather it's just not what you want to feed to the animal. So we see, once again, that merakid has the same rules as borer when it comes to separating two different items. Sif Beis, lo yimdod adam sa'orim laseis lifnei behemto elam ashar ba'omed daito. You cannot measure using a kli, an actual measuring cup, to measure how much food you are going to give the animal, but you are allowed to just estimate. The Mishnah Berurah explains the prohibition is because it looks like you're measuring in order to sell, but if you take a different kli that's not a measuring kli, you're allowed to put the food into a kli and, you know, estimate how much there is going to be there in order to give it to the animal, because then it doesn't look like you're attempting to sell it. Sif Gimel, Ein Govlin Morsan Labahema Ola Tarnagolin. This is basically the concept of Lisha. You're not allowed to mix together this type of food with water in order to make a mixture that an animal will eat. Aval Nosnim Bo Mayim Umavir Bo Tarvot O Makel Shesi V'Arev. But you can place water into it and then mix it using the Shinui that we have seen before for a person, that of Shesi V'Arev, doing it in a crisscross fashion. Kevan She'en Ramayis B'Yado V'lo Masabi V'Tarvot O HaMakel. Since then you're not doing it in the regular way. Mutter, it's permissible. Umenar Mikli Al Kli K'dei She'esarev. And then you can pour it back and forth in between kalim in order to mix it even better, as that is also a form of a shinui. Umutar la'arif ha'morsan b'derech zeh b'kli echad u'mechalek oso b'kelim harbe v'nosin lufnei kol behema u'behema. You can make it for a lot of animals by doing it in one kli and then separating it. Umar b'kli echad afilu korva afilu korayim. You can mix it using the shesi v'arev even in a large amount. V'yesh osim litein ma'im al gabe morsan b'shabbos. There are those who prohibit this, as we saw, the shita of the balatrumos, which holds that the prohibition of lush is not just in the mixing, but even in the placing of the water into the wheat or whatever you're placing it into. That itself is prohibited. So therefore, they were prohibited over here also. And the heter of crisscross fashion only applies if the water was in the material from before Shabbos. And as we saw earlier, says the Rama, Ayin la'el simshin chafal of gabishum v'charil keitzan nogin, that l'chadchila one should be machmir like the Sefer HaTrumos, but if there is a tzorech, then one can be makel. So if you have no other food for your animal, it's best to do it through a non-Jew. But if there's no non-Jew available, then we would be able to be makel so that your animal would be able to eat.